Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Greetings, Internet. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I've been thinking a lot about creativity and the process of connecting the dots of thoughts, ideas, dreams, and visions. When I try to force connections to happen, sure, I may make incremental progress, but an underlying thought sits there. What would happen if I let the connection process breathe and occur more naturally? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore this process of connecting the dots of thoughts. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/182. What are the dots in your mind that you're seeking to connect? For me, there are many descriptions, from dreams, ideas, visions, projects, books and the connective tissue of subjects and ideas, music, which becomes the soundtrack of my day, and movies, the visual language of my soul. As I look at all these dots, pictures briefly form, then disappear. I let everything float in the ethereal and sacred space that is my mind. Not necessarily seeking connection, but just letting that information fuel just my life and the structure of improv that is my work. Where will my brain go next as I let the connection start to happen? Sure, I do the work to prepare. I do the research, the reading, the viewing, the listening. But most importantly, I let it all sit there and breathe. I let my brain work without being forced. Are the juiciest morsels to be found in the preparation or the connection? I think it's the entire process. When it's time to go, when you're on, there's no time to think. It's simply time to go. Lights, camera, action. Right, wrong, good, bad, it doesn't matter as I fumble through the process of connecting the dots. I let the process breathe. Why do I rely upon this unpredictability of my unfallible and aging human brain? I could have had better results if by training a computer to do the work for me. But the power of a creative human brain that is well fed with information, ideas, and fuel will never cease to amaze me as it discovers the unexpected connections of creativity. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to explore 6 ways that you can start connecting the dots of thoughts and ideas. First, have raw materials to work with. That means that you need to live, you need to read, you need to watch, you need to listen, and you need to converse. If you've only been to one place in your life, everything, absolutely everything appears and feels the same. As human beings, we need variety. We need diversity. We need adventure. If we're not experiencing life, what do we hope to bring to our life? What do we hope to bring to our work? We need raw materials. If you don't have money to work with, go to the library. Go to YouTube. Sit through an ad or two so that you can get to something new. Find ways that you can experience new things. Second, as you begin filling your brain and your life with raw materials, don't force or expect connections to happen both in time and in relationships. So we like to think that if we're not seeing results immediately, that there's not value. Well, sometimes it's hard to know if our brain is working. Sometimes it's hard to know if we're making these connections. Time will tell. We can't also force connections to happen in terms of the relationships of ideas to one another, or just people and the relationships that we have with others. I think in a lot of ways, time is what allows maturity and wisdom to unfold, and so we can't force those connections. Third, don't judge or evaluate the connection of ideas too early in the process. If you make a connection and you immediately judge it, you could be throwing away something amazing. Sure, you could be throwing away crap, but, you know, time will tell. But don't judge too early. Let it go through the process of connection, because you might connect two ideas that form the structure of something else that connects to a bigger idea. And so connections build connections, which build structures, which build projects, which build lives. So that's why you shouldn't judge too early. Fourth, don't connect out of fear. The fear of understanding, or the fear of misunderstanding, or the fear of relevance, acceptance, uniqueness, or novelty. When we connect out of fear, we are wanting to make sure that we are accepted, or that we're smart, or that we're creative, or whatever it is. And so if we can sit there and connect, not out of fear, but out of just curiosity and this vision of where our brain could go, I think that it could be something a lot different than when we make these decisions out of fear. I know for myself, I operate out of fear way too much. I fear not being understood. I fear being relevant. And I think that my ideas are more shallow when I don't let them breathe. Fifth, stop thinking one and done. Connecting the dots is a cyclical process. Sure, some days you're going to feel like a hamster spinning in a wheel going nowhere. That's part of a cyclical process. But other days, you're going to feel like a freaking wheel on a Ferrari. You're going to be spinning fast, gaining momentum. You are a darting projectile of style, form, and function going somewhere. Momentum in connecting the dots is a process of time and commitment. Yes, we need to let things breathe, but we also need to be committed to our pursuits, committed to this idea that we are going to connect ideas, committed to the idea that it's worth doing. Sixth and finally, don't wait to see what others are doing with the dots that they connect. Sure, that could influence you to change and be more relevant, maybe, or maybe it's gonna, your work is gonna look like someone else's. But I think ultimately you're disrespecting how you make connections and the dots that you care about. Connect and make your own picture. Stop comparing and create your own value. Create the value of connections and connecting the dots of ideas that you love and think about. I love this idea of connecting dots. I feel that in my life, I have been trying to make sense of just the dots of experiences, the dots of subjects, the dots of ideas. And I haven't started to see pictures form until this year, really. And sure, it could be because I'm coming up to a milestone birthday, but I think it's just things need time to breathe. The decisions of ideas and youth have started to take root, not only in maturity and wisdom, but just letting things succeed or fail in time. And I guess that's what happens when I let things breathe, when you let things breathe. Ideas will fail, ideas will succeed, and in time, the results that I have impatiently reached for when I didn't know any better become a reality. They become deeper and they become more connected to a variety of ideas and thoughts and dreams and visions. So get out there and let your brain in its own time start connecting the dots. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. I really appreciate all the comments I get throughout the week about how much you're enjoying the monologues and interviews. Thank you. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. Or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.